Torres at Chelsea, a flop that still wins hearts of the Blues fans. The time that Torres at Chelsea was known as a bad transfer. Though he scored a few and made a flop, fans still remember what he brought to the Blues forever. They admit Torres is a Chelsea legend indeed. So, let's look back at the time Torres played for Chelsea to understand why people still call him a legend. Fernando Torres with his brilliant career. Fernando Torres is a former Spanish striker who was born in 1984. He is currently working as a manager of Atletico Madrid Juvenile A. Torres is one of the most powerful strikers in world football. His 18-year career was full of ups and downs at the Spanish national football team, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool, and Chelsea. He left many memorable moments for many football lovers all over the world. During his career playing for the clubs, Torres has scored 260 goals in 765 appearances. The peak of his career flourished when he played for Atletico Madrid and Liverpool. Torres played in two spells for Atletico Madrid, scoring 128 goals in 394 games. Meanwhile, with Liverpool, the El Nino striker scored 81 times in 142 appearances in four seasons at Anfield. In the national team, he is the third highest goalscorer in the history of Spanish football, 38 goals in 110 games between 2003 to 2014. The trophies that Fernando Torres won are UEFA Euro 2004, the 2006 FIFA World Cup, Euro 2008, the 2010 World Cup, Euro 2012, and the 2014 World Cup. When and why did Fernando Torres transfer to Chelsea? In 2011 Jan, Chelsea made a bid of £40 million to buy Torres from Liverpool, but the offer was rejected. Though they denied the offer from Chelsea, on transfer deadline day in January 2011, Liverpool ultimately gave in and sold the powerful striker. At that time, Torres made a British transfer record by agreeing to a 5.5-year contract. The contract elevated him to the sixth most expensive footballer in history. Fernando Torres decided to leave Liverpool because the club was about to be sold at that time. Two American businessmen, George Gillett and Tom Hicks Fernando Torre, the owner of Liverpool, were in huge debt. That forced them to sell the club. Torres thought it would probably take 6 years for the club to rebuild a winning time. He didn't have time to wait. To Fernando Torres, Chelsea is a great club to continue his career. When Torres arrived at Stamford Bridge, Didier Drogba, one of the best Chelsea strikers at that time, seemingly saw someone who would replace his own role. However, things didn't go easy for Torres. He only scored his first Chelsea goal in 10 Premier League games. The Spanish striker's disastrous performance caused Chelsea to lose their breath in the championship race with MU in the Premier League. Chelsea was eliminated by the Red Devils from the Champions League that season. Fans were disappointed in Chelsea's 1-3 loss to MU at Old Trafford in the 2011-12 season. He dribbled a technical ball past David De Gea and faced an empty goal but shot it wide. It was an unbelievable Torres whose form was completely destroyed. However, Torres won the title at Chelsea, which Liverpool could not give him. The Blues won the Champions League 2011-12, with Torres scoring the decisive goal to help Chelsea draw 2-2 with Barca in the second leg semi-final at Camp Nou. How many seasons did Torres play for Chelsea? Torres played for Chelsea in four seasons from 2011 to 2015. How many goals did Fernando Torres score for Chelsea? During his time playing for Chelsea, Fernando Torres scored 45 goals in 172 appearances. The ratio is actually lower than the time he played for Atletico Madrid and Liverpool. People used to think the signing of Torres was the most failed contract in Chelsea history. However, he won two European Cups there. Not every striker can do the same as Torres. Torres won the 2012-13 Europa League with Chelsea after scoring 6 goals in that campaign. Why did Fernando Torres fail at Chelsea? Many reasons have been given to explain Torres' unbelievable decline. But basically, this 50-pound striker had some problems. Why was Torres a flop at Chelsea? The change in football tactics. Torres, at both Atletico Madrid and Liverpool, was used to playing in a 4-2-3-1 formation as the sole spearhead. He played at the top of the team, where he can maximize his speed and technique to get past the last defender. Chelsea's preferred formation was 4-3-3 and Torres was no longer prioritized to possess the ball like in the previous two teams. He had to actively move and run more. As a result, when away from the penalty area, Torres had fewer opportunities to score. Torres' injury. During his last full season with Liverpool, the 2009-2010 season, Torres suffered consecutive hamstring and ankle injuries. He no longer retained the speed, endurance, and full physical strength as in previous years. The instability in Chelsea's management. During 4 years, Chelsea had 4 changes in managers. Each coach had his own tactical, football, and personal perspective. That constant change led Torres sometimes disoriented and without the necessary stability to find himself again. What do you think about the time Torres at Chelsea? Though at that time, his form declined, the sacrifice of Torres is undeniable. He still won a certain awards and trophies with the Blues. Follow Chelsea Wiki to enjoy more interesting news on its history and legends.